Well, first off, welcome to 2026. Happy New Year. We thought a great way to start off the first commentary of 26 is to look back at 2025 and really give a state of the union of where we're at headed into what we hope is another great year. So as we go into the state of the union, I'll walk through what I consider the four key pillars. Start with the team. Great year in 2025. The big news is there was no big news, which was wonderful for me. Same names and faces that we started the year with, we finished the year with. Mike came on full time. Maria came on full time. Chloe, Maddie, Derek completed really their first full year. They were late 24 hires, but, and of course everybody else here at the group really did a fantastic job. Not only did that make it a joy to work with, my wife frequently commented on my improved attitude, but address a lot of things that hadn't been done. That energy was repurposed, that talent was repurposed to go back, do things, CRMs, portals that aren't necessarily the most fun things to tackle, but critical for all that growth that had occurred in the last decade for what getting ready for what was gonna be the next decade. And so again, excited for what got cleaned up, fixed, readied, but then also prepared for what we hope to bring moving forward. Second key leg, the investments. Certainly why we're here, helping you safeguard, take care, and reach those goals with the hard-earned money that you've saved away. The moment of truth, and there's usually one or two critical moments, and there certainly was in 2025, was of course the turbulence in April, Liberation Day. Shared this stat before, quick refresh. As of this last Monday, you know, S&P's up right around 18, 19% for the year. If you missed the 10 best days, six of which occurred in April, you would have been down about 9% relative to that 18% gain. So massive delta in performance if you panicked, sold that bottom. What do we do? A lot of commentaries out. Team got on the phone, certainly answered a lot of phone calls, got people through that season. In a lot of cases, helped them rebalance to take advantage of that season. All those things, again, that are process-driven, not prediction-driven, to, again, help you, our dear clients, get where you want to go. The other key aspect around investments was just continued growth in our relationship with our colleagues at Hightower. Stephanie Link fortuitously happened to be here on Liberation Day, which also happened to be a client event day. That was great. Of course, I've appreciated her insights through the year. Mike Shea, who runs the Dividend Champions Fund, also here to host a lunch and learn, got to meet clients. It was fun to have him in-house, and got to continue to grow our alternative side. You know, that's something we're big on here at 10 Capital, think is critical to the diversification story. Of course, Robert Picard and his team, instrumental in helping us, not only with information, but meeting people and just being a resource that we can count on. So team good, investments good. Client experience, very exciting. Record number of lunch and learns. Number of events from the Christmas party to quarterlies, setting record attendance, which is great to see people engaging in those. Probably one of the things I'm most proud of, a little shout out to my partner, Dave Gordon. What he and the team have been doing around advanced planning is just huge. Tremendous feedback from clients that led to a lot of new clients, not alone, but certainly a big part of that. What we kept hearing was, I didn't know that this was everything an advisor was even supposed to do. What came out of that client experience from the events, Dave, of course, all the different work that my teammates put in. We wrapped up last year right around $1.25 billion. This year, we're gonna close the year, again, as of Monday, December 29th, just over $1.6 billion, so growth of over $350 million. Thank you for both your loyalty, but then support the introductions. They're things that I hope you know. The continued referrals would suggest that you do. We don't take lightly, a huge, huge honor. And we want to, of course, not only help make you look good, but again, take great, great care of those people that you care about. Pulling that all together, just so excited to see where we go from here. Great year of advancement in many, many ways, but also an important year in 25 to go back and really true up systems, processes, clean up some things, help get things working even more cleanly and seamlessly. I'm excited for you to see what that means in the years ahead. Of course, most notably 2026. Thank you for watching these videos. Thank you for all that you mean to us. I can tell you it's something that comes up in conversation regularly. It's not lost on us, and that we take seriously to try to be a little bit better tomorrow than we were today. And with that, onward to 2026.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.